Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father gave us the Son, and because we love the Son, He gave us the Holy Ghost. No other religion gives us something so important and so powerful. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you for those words by those prophets, by those men who served you and loved you. Thank you that the Bible confirms itself, Lord, over and over. For if we read something from Isaiah, we see it again in Daniel. And we read something from Matthew, and we see it again in Proverbs. We read from James, and we read from Peter, those who walked with you, those who knew you, talking about the Son of God and how you love us each and every minute of each and every day. That's the difference in this walk. It's not a religion. It's a belief. It's a faith that lifts us higher because of you, because of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're going to celebrate you here today, Lord, because we're going to read your word and talk about you, Lord. And I pray that when they leave here today, they will be stronger and different again, because this assembly, this church, is about you and your word. We just love you and those in attendance, those that want to be here that can't be here yet, those on the way, Lord, give them traveling mercy so they can arrive and hear this word today that will feed us forever. We just love you, Lord. We're going to sing praises to you and give you joy and just enjoy our family in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Joanne brings us into church this morning. Say, God, I'm ready. I want to hear this. I'm going to receive the gifts that you, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I want those gifts today. Talk to him. Say, I'm excited, Lord. I can't wait to hear. Joanne. it's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. One religion will tell you that a man went to search for God. A man wanted to find God himself. He went to search for God. And he spent many weeks alone in caves searching for God. He searched for God. And God spoke to him. They say that Gabriel talked to him. Yes, when you search for God, he'll come to you. Amen. But he was just a man. Another folk will tell you that there was a man who believed that through time, through learning, that someday he wouldn't need food, medicine. He would no longer need water to sustain himself. He would find a nirvana, a perfection. It may take lifetimes to achieve that. But that was his belief, that he talked to God. He said he talked to God. And he knew God. He said he did. But then he said to people, it'll take time. It'll take lifetimes. Amen? God sent his son. He sent his son to us. His son, the son of God, came to us. He said, love me, abide in me, and I will give you a gift that no man can give you. I will give you eternity, everlasting life, but I will also give you the comforter, the Holy Spirit. He said, that's your gift. Follow my son. Love my son. This book started thousands of years before Jesus, but it all spoke about the Son of God. Amen. It's not a religion. This is not a religion. We don't criticize, but there are organized religions in the world. Are you with me? There are organized religions in the world, and they all preach this. They all start on the right track. But then they decide that they need to put order and control. And they don't need to do that, I don't believe. But that's what happens, amen? In order to be a member, you have to do something. You have to believe exactly the way they believe, not the way the book says to believe, amen? Jesus says, anybody who comes to me and loves me, I will give you the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's our Father. Let's read and let's sing together and let's talk together today. You all stand up with me. Marilyn, we're doing the Lord's Prayer first today because I messed it up last week. Everybody likes it when I tell you I messed up. I get it. They all deserve it. Next week you mess up. No, okay. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. And Grandparents' Day. God bless you. Happy Grandparents' Day to all the grandparents in our church today. Hallelujah. And I can be mad. You know why? I never knew any of my grandparents. I knew my nonny for just a little while. She passed when I was like 9 years old, so I never got, and I never knew my other grandparents. So when we go to the nursing homes and we sing and we see all these people with all their grandparents, there could be part of me say, God, it ain't fair. I'm mad because I never, no. I rejoice in seeing people's love. I rejoice and share grandparents with other grandparents, and I got more grandparents than I could have had if I didn't know God. Amen? You see, we've all got things in our lives that we face that we could be mad about forever. I have a friend of mine who lost his father when he was 6 months old. So he never knew his father. He could have been mad at the world, but he chose not to. He chose to find God and have peace. Amen? That God had an answer for that tragedy and something that carried him through. He could be mad at the world today and say, it's not fair. But he didn't. Amen? Because God got control of him. Oh, I'm giving me, oh, I can't wait to get into this. So let's just pray together with the testimonies and the good things of God. And God is just so beautiful. He said to forgive. Forgive others their trespasses. And he will forgive you yours. You know, sometimes that doesn't mean that they have, the people who have hurt not you have to become your best friend. It doesn't mean you have to have coffee with them. It doesn't mean you have to socialize with them. It means that when you forgive them, you release that bondage, that anger or that frustration. You just release it. And then you can even treat that person differently. You can treat the situation differently by releasing the situations that hold you in bondage, because that's all it does. Praise God. And if you've hurt somebody and you have the opportunity to go up to that person and say, you know, I really am sorry that I did something to offend you or hurt you. When it comes from your heart, they'll feel it. You know, and if you mean it, then you will walk in a way that watches yourself to do that again. But that forgiveness, it just overflows because it affects so many other people. When you forgive, it affects the people around you because you're happier. And when you've been forgiven, oh, the feeling of being forgiven just makes you sleep so well at night. This God of the Bible tells us that simple thing. Forgive others as you want them to forgive you. Not hate. Not hate others because they disagree with you, but to love others who come against you, because that's the way Jesus had to deal with it. We have losses in our life, but you have to remember God the Father lost his son. He had to watch his son die on a cross. For that second, he was separated from his son because his son took on the sins of the world. Father, why have you forsaken me? Can you imagine if God felt any of that? What his heart must have been feeling at that moment. He's saying, but no, son. What we're doing here is to save the world. So he stood through that. That's our God. That's the God of the Bible. Not the God of a religion, but the God of the Bible. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you set us free every day from the sins of our lives because of Jesus. That you remove the sins of our life because of Jesus. That you don't even see them according to your word. You don't even see our sins because we're washed by the blood of Jesus. Though we walk in sin and though we fail every day, you just continue to pick us up and clean us off and walk with us some more until we get it right, day after day. That's our God. That's this God. That's this church. Jesus. It's so sweet to love and trust Jesus, like that song said. This is your day. This is your day to leave here so peaceful, so strong, so ready to receive what God has for you. Our God. That's the testimony today, Lord. Thank you for Greg and Jackie sharing that with us, the love. They're just beautiful. It's just some beautiful love. Thank you, Lord, for the grandparents here that we can claim as our own, our family, our brothers and sisters here. We can claim for our own brothers and sisters because we know sometimes it's hard to deal with family. Our friends draw us closer, and we become family in God. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in this day because this is the day you've given us. In Jesus' name. Church. Last week, if you were here, last week we were talking about angels, amen, spirits. And y'all believe in angels, amen, spirits, because there's Gabriel and there's Michael, there's angels that help us. There's also demons. How you have to believe that, amen, because it's in the book, amen. Demons are alive. We're talking to Greg. Remember you said there's demons, at least one, in that building next to us over there at the music hall. There's at least one. I hear there's seven, actually. But there's demons in there, and we have to believe that. Amen? We have to believe that. But there's a little scripture in the Bible that says, greater is he that is in you that is in this world. And some people, you can go you can go to churches and everywhere and say, what does that mean? What do you mean, greater is he who is in me than is in this world? And people don't understand that. And what do we say? You all remember the sign of the cross? It's the Father, the Son, and the what? What's the Holy Ghost? We're believing in angels and spirits. So what's the Holy Ghost? What's that all about? His spirit must be alive to make this church alive. Amen? Because if we just go by our strength, this church will fail. It's not about our strength. Amen? It's God's strength through his spirit. Amen? Angels are what? Spirits. Amen? Angels, good and bad, are spirits. But we have a spirit that's different than anybody else in the world would talk about except a Christian. We have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And I just, for years, been praying about wanting to do sermons on the Holy Spirit, because it is the most powerful, wonderful joy in the world to understand what you have inside of you. How many here love Jesus? Yo, amen. Praise God. The Spirit of God. That's what changes you. Amen? And I want you to test me. But don't test me. Test God through me. Amen? When I tell you God can, don't tell me that the doctor said they can. Amen? When I tell you that God can, don't tell me what you're doubting. Amen? You go to God and say, you know what, God? My pastor is not in his right mind, and he's telling me that I could be cured of this. I could be stronger. I can have this job. I can have prosperity. And I think he's crazy. But it's between you and me now, God, because he brought me here to this door, and I knocked on the door. So once you knock on the door, you got to let God do his work. Amen? Oh, children, praise the Lord. Jesus, if you love me, he says in the book of John, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Who's he going to give it to? And what's he going to do? You got to pay for it? What's he going to do? He's going to give it to you. I'm sorry. Give him to you. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. You said you love Jesus, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He said, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. You say, well, what do you mean the world doesn't know him? Let me tell you, anybody who doesn't know Jesus, amen, doesn't know the Holy Spirit, amen. He just doesn't. That's simple. If they don't know Jesus, if they don't know this God of the Bible, then they don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't want the Holy Spirit. They don't believe that the Holy Spirit exists, amen. God, Jesus telling us the world does not know him, amen. That's all it means. But every single person, you can think of the most evil, darkest person that ever lived, whatever you're thinking in history, and if he turned his life to God that day and stopped what he was doing, guess what? He would have got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit too, amen? He gives it to you. You don't earn it, amen? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will also live. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and hears them and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Listen to what Jesus says. If anybody loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He will make his home with who? With a building? With thousands of people? Who's he going to make his home with? You. You got to grab on. This is power. This is your power. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you a while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And Jesus said, peace I leave you with. My peace I give to you, not as the world but do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, He's going to teach you and bring to remembrance all the things of God. Amen? He's going to teach you. It's not a walk that you're doing alone, Miss Pat. And you have more strength in your spirit body than you can ever imagine. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Everybody, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I'm in the Holy Ghost. And my whole life, I had no idea what that was until I opened up this book and found out it's God living inside. How can I be so good? And how can I, when I'm not feeling, how can I share so much? How can I have so much love in my heart? It's only because God is filling me. Amen? The more I release the past, the more God fills me, the more love that I have. Amen? Are you with me? This is how you achieve. Amen? No other religion teaches you this. Are you with me? All other religions have an idea. Somebody told them something. Somebody searched for God. Somebody wanted nirvana. That's all well and good. But this book says God the Son said, I'm going to get the Holy Spirit inside of me. Amen? I'm going to have strength beyond my wildest imagination. When you say nothing is impossible because that Spirit is inside of you. How many have ever been frustrated? Well, you must have done something good because you're sitting here today. Amen? You got new frustrations? Guess what? You got the remembrance. See, the Holy Spirit, Fred, is going to do is give you remembrance of all the other things He's carried you through. And the more you see of the things that He's carried you through, the less frustration you're going to be walking. You say, well, if He got me through that, let me walk this way for a while. I got a bad report from the doctor, but I got one before, but He carried me through. I have so many needs. What am I going to do? God says, I know your needs. He said, just love me. Love me for a while. And I'll give you other things to do. And you, time will pass and you'll say, holy cow, look at all the wonderful things I'm doing when I thought I was in need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The pages got wet. Thank you, Lord. These things I have spoken to you, not Pastor Larry, but Jesus, reading His Word in John. Listen, these things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble, that they will put you out of the synagogue. Listen to what Jesus is saying. Listen to this and listen and look around the world today. Listen to what Jesus is saying to us. Jesus told us about the Holy Spirit and all the things and all the blessings. And here's why. These things I have told you, I have spoken to you, Marilyn, that you should not be made to stumble. In other words, you don't get confused. You don't let somebody pull you aside. Listen, they will put you out of synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. Have you not seen that on TV lately? People doing such evil in the name of God, and you don't see any God. There's no love. There's no peace. There's no joy. And Jesus told us thousands of years ago, listen now, they will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And those things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me, Jesus the Son. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you will remember that I told you of them. Amen? This is what makes this book different. Amen? 2014, this book was written thousands of years ago, but He's telling us today. I'm telling you, and right here, He said, I'm telling you this because when it happens, you'll know that I already told you. Amen? Hey, George, hallelujah. Well, listen, He said, but now I go away to Him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Listen to what Jesus is saying to you believers. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come to you, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe me, believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the rulers of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Jesus is saying it's too much for you. But listen to this. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. How much truth? What do you got to do to receive it? You got to put a lot of money in the box? You got to stand and what? You don't have to do anything? You think God made it too easy? He made it too easy to believe and to not believe. You ever think of that? Why did he make it so simple? Because he loves you. How many things have you done for your children that they didn't even realize how hard it was to do because you just gave it to them? Amen? You blessed your children because you loved them. You bought them a new toy. Amen? You took them out to dinner. You took them shopping. You bought them a new clothes because you love them. Amen? God loves you so much more than that. He wants so much more for you. Are you with me? Man makes religions. I want to do sermons on the Holy Spirit because there's so many things that are confusing to people and shouldn't be, because he is your helper. Jesus called him the comforter. He's God in spirit. You all said before you believe in angels and demons. Amen. You believe in spirits. He is God's spirit. You always wonder, anybody ever wonder when younger, how could God be everywhere with me? How could God know everything I'm doing every minute? Anybody ever wonder that? It's because his spirit indwells inside of you. Everything you say and do, he's inside of you listening. So, oh boy, here we go again. But he loves you because so many times your children have done things to upset you. Your children never upset you? Did you throw them out of the house and like, no, of course not. You love them, amen? And you love them even more when they turn back to you, amen? When a child turns back to you, you love them even more, because now you see how they appreciate the little things that you do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this, and I'm consumed. So bear with me, because there's so many things going on in the world that I want you to be protected of and safe of. There's religions coming together. And this is just me talking, a little opinion, but with God. There's religions that are coming together and calling it a ministry. You've heard that? They have a name for it. But it's an inclusion of all different faiths and religions. And I'm saying, boy, that just is not at all what God says to do. Amen? We're supposed to accept everybody. Everybody's accepted in this house. Amen? But we cannot accept other people's beliefs. Amen? We have to accept what's in this book. Amen? We're walking with Jesus, are we not? And when I see that, I'm thinking, Lord, is this another way to get people to just not know you the way they need to know you? It worries me as a pastor to see it. And it's getting bigger. And they're making it a big celebration. And here's the thing. They say, oh, we don't have any rules. We're not going to have any rules. But they have rules. You know what the first rule is? Everybody's accepted. Whatever you believe, Walter, whatever you believe, we accept it. However you feel about things that we accept it. Amen? That's the first rule. That's not living for God. The Holy Spirit is changing us, amen? Transforming us into the image of God. We're walking as Christians. We don't want to accept everything that the world wants us to accept, do we? We don't compromise on the Word of God. And when groups like that get together, you got to know that there's still a division. How could there not be a division? Each religion coming together has its own beliefs. And that group and this group and that group. So there's going to be division. So nobody ever gets edified. Nobody ever gets lifted. It's like a feel-good organization. Amen? And that's mostly my opinion, except when I read here. Thou shalt not make unto any other graven images, and thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, and thou shalt not have no other God before me. Right there. Right there. What does it say? How many gods? When you come together like that, how many gods are in the same house? Whose God is in the house? You see, that's just, we could talk about that, but I just want you to know that you have something that no other religion has. You have something that no church will give you. Amen? They can't give it to you. You have something, Gene, that nobody can give you except Jesus. And he says if you love him, he will give you. He will give you the helper. The Holy Spirit, Gary, will come to you because you love him. Nobody can give it to you. You can't pay for it. You can't lose it. The Bible says you can't lose it. Because he loves you, and he knows if you fall so far deep that he's going to really deem to be there for you so that you can stand up and be strong. He's not going to abandon you because he came to us to save us, amen? So the last person he's going to abandon is those that he came to save for, amen? And somebody sent me something, and it was interesting. That isn't it funny that today, in 2014, you can't read the Bible in school? You can't. But if you go to prison and get locked up for atrocities and crime, what's the first thing they let you read? The Bible. You can't read it in school to learn. But once you're there, well, here's the Bible, read it. And they hunger for it. You see, they should hunger for it first, and then there won't be that many people in prison. Amen? You don't want to harm people. I've harmed people in my life. I've hurt people in my life. I've hurt people's feelings in my life. And it makes me feel bad. But it's the Holy Spirit inside me that makes me feel bad. I was going to tell you, when I was into my 30s, I didn't even cry at my father's funeral because I was sad, but I didn't cry. I went in the woods and I was alone. I cry at commercials now. At commercials, I cry. She'll sing a song like "Welcome to My World," or she'll sing "Coat of Many Colors," and I can't get through it playing because tears are in my eyes. And I'm trying to be happy and playing, but it ain't working because that spirit is inside of me. Are you with me? All right, here we go. This part's going to, and I wish people were here. We've got to tell people this. Write this down. Take this with you. Because some people that you know, when I tell you this, are going to say, I can't do that. God says to not look back. It says in the Bible to forget the things of the past. Y'all with me? Forget them. Today. See that door? When you walk out that door, you're going to be walking out soon. Forget the things of the past. Let go. Is it easy? It's going to be easier every day. But listen to me. You've held on to things. We've all held on to things. So many things in our life that we held on to. And it's a bag. You picture me walking with a bag of all the things that I haven't let go of. Amen? I'm pulling the bag because I can't let go of it. And the pain and the sorrow and the agony is with me every day. I hate that person for what he did to me. I hate that job. I hate this. I hate the things that I had to deal with 25 years ago. And I'm mad and I got to tell somebody that. I tell you to let it go, and I know there's people that are going to say, oh God, if I let it go, what am I going to talk to people about? Because all I ever talk to people about is my back hurts, my leg hurts, this guy took money from me, that guy did this, that guy did that, I don't know what this guy was thinking, I'm mad at because they don't know him the way they need to know him. If you let go, if you simply walk out that door saying, I'm done, that person owes me $1,000, I'm done. I'm done worrying about it because that was 10 years ago. And I guess I haven't needed the money because I'm 10 years later. That person hurt me 20 years ago, hurt my feelings, and I'm still letting that person hurt my feelings. Why am I doing that? And here's it. When you let it go, and you say, that's kind of hard, Pastor, but listen. When you let it go, you open up. Guess what? Let God fill it. Amen? You let God fill in what you just removed. You let God say, I'm going to walk like God. I'm going to smile. I see that person that hurt me, I'm going to smile at him. How you doing? Good to see you. How's life treating you? God bless you. And all of a sudden, my body don't hurt. The stress is gone. You know stress kills you? How many know stress kills you? It'll kill you. But you let go of that, whether it be your boss, whatever it is. I've got them too. I gave a guy $3,000 at church, in the other church I used to be in. I love those two people. Oh, well, we don't know what we're going to do. And I didn't have that money. Greg, no, I don't have that kind of money. But I wrote him a check for $3,000. We'll pay you back $200 a month. You got it. The first month I got it. The second month I got it. The third month I got $100. Okay. They skipped the fourth month. Then I got $100. Not even close. You know what he said to me one day? Well, I guess you won't be loaning anybody else any money. These are my brothers and sisters in church. And you know the reward that I have? About 8 months ago, I saw him in a restaurant. Walked right over. How you doing? And you know when you know, they looked at me and could not look in my eyes. They could smile. They could say, it's nice to see you, but you knew they were sitting there thinking, this man, we were dishonest to this man. And then I walked away saying, you know what? I guess I didn't need the money because I'm doing okay today. So things come against you. Amen. Family. Let me tell you, family. Family's got a way of getting in there and just tearing you up. You want to get over that? Let it go. What are they going to do? What can it do for you to hold on to it? Amen? You let it go today. Walk out that door, let me, and the whole world is going to be new and shiny. Say, Lord, I got no problems right now. What are we going to do together? And let him show you. And here's something else. Stop helping people. I get your attention? When you help somebody because of your heart to help them, it lifts you up, amen? Two people sitting there, I love them. I mean, there's a man in Huntington who today would be in a nursing home. The last year of his life, he would be in a nursing home. Except for two friends who lives across the street who decided, I want to help him. I like that guy. He's been a neighbor of mine. Cleaned his house, cleaned the refrigerator, cleaned the floors, got everything ready. So when the state came, they said, oh, pretty nice. You could stay here. And he got himself an aide. And he got himself, he's home today because somebody did something for them. Amen. And their joy, Art and Gladys, their joy is so every day seeing that. It didn't cost them anything except some time and love. Amen? Amen? When you do something for somebody. But God, brothers and sisters, stop helping people who want to tear you down all the time. You help somebody, you give somebody something, and you think it's going to help them, and you go back the next week, and it's the same thing all over again. Amen? You help somebody, and you lift them up, and they come back the next week. The same way again. You start saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're out of the line of God. You're out of the will of God. Amen? He said, go the extra mile. You go 5/10 of a mile after that, you're on a dirt road and it's up to you. He said, you know what you're doing? You're enabling people. Amen? You become an enabler. So, well, I feel bad for this person. I'm going to help them. But, okay, well, I helped them the next week and they're calling me names and they're hollering at me and they're abusing me, but I want to help them because I'm a Christian. So I'm going to help them again. And you're enabling me because they ain't changing. Amen? They're not doing anything to change. Are you with me? So you're not really helping them, or are you? You're enabling them. And I would tell you to just stop helping people for a month. Just stop. And maybe they'll... Wait a minute. What's missing here? Maybe I got to do something different. Maybe I'll go to church. Maybe I'll start showing up at a church and meeting some. Maybe I'll start being nicer. Maybe I'll start to realize that what these people were doing for me were helping me. And all the time I was just taking, putting in my pocket, taking, putting in my pocket. You got to stop helping people sometimes. You say, would Jesus say that? Absolutely would say that. He said, do not throw pearls at swine. You know what he meant? Don't tell people the good news. Don't tell them the good news because those that want to hear it, they're going to laugh at you. Amen? They're going to mock you. So you do things for people and they mock you. You're throwing pearls at swine. Amen? You're not showing them God. You're enabling them to be somebody who doesn't want to be with God. Amen? But if somebody stands up like their neighbor did, or somebody that you help stand up and says, boy, I feel better now. All of a sudden, your heart's happy. Amen? All of a sudden, you feel joy. The Holy Spirit inside is saying, we're working as a team. You, me, and God, the Father. We're helping people now. You feel good. They feel good. Amen? That's God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Let me close. I know. God makes no rules. He desires our love for Him, freely given, freely received, and freely shared. God the Father, God the Son, and you have God the Holy Spirit. Walk through those doors when you leave here today and leave the dirt right here. Leave it here. Even if you don't think you can, leave it here for a month. Tell yourself when you're walking out, I'm going to do it for a month. I'm just going to do it. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the problem. I'm not going to talk about the problem. I'm not going to think about the problem. I'm going to give God a chance to fill me with more good things. And when I look back, the problem is going to be so unimportant. And don't remind people what they've done. Please don't remind people when you don't do that. Because if somebody's walking the way, the last thing you want is somebody else reminding you of something you did. Because you don't want to do that. That doesn't edify. Amen? Love God. He gives you this God. This God. If the people in the world would follow your God, your Father in heaven, imagine the difference in this world just with one thing. Give them praise and